I hadn't studied it as closely as I did this time. I didn't feel that the first one that had to do with baseball stadiums was going to go anywhere. I didn't feel that, but I think this one has a very good chance. And it has to do with the Al Lang Stadium issue. It has to do with open space. But we have to make sure that we vet all the glitches out of it. You know, we don't want to, prohibit redoing the pier. You know, let's say it's 1% bigger and it triggers a referendum. So, you know, we have to, and what if a park had to have a new restroom or something like that? You know, we don't want to restrict the city of having that kind of control. But it would be, you know, if then somebody wanted to put a convention center down there or something like that, you know, I think those kind of things do need to be voted on.
Jimmy Bennett, you're, of course, well aware last year during the debate about a new ballpark at the Al Lang site, that it was somewhat contentious. And ultimately, of course, the Rays pulled that back, didn't even have the referendum on there. Two different issues, as you mentioned, one about even getting a new ballpark in St. Petersburg for the Rays, but also the issue of on the waterfront, where people really seem to be very strongly against that. And I think the Rays, it seemed like they picked up on that vibe and decided not to do that. Is this a good campaign issue for you? I mean, the Powell people said they were hoping, and they are hoping, that any and all, whether they're mayoral candidates or city council candidates, comes out and endorse this because this is an issue close to them. You're one of the first ones to really come out in full force with that. You hope to get the support of those people who believe in this and say hands off of Al Lang Field.
Well, absolutely. And I think what it was is that, I actually studied the referendum and charted a path and showed some leadership as to how we could put the two groups together. The eight-month process with the stadium last year split our community in half. Well, probably 2-1, but it was contentious, and I look at this as something that will bring the town back together. We can move on from this issue, and the Protect Our Wallets and Waterfront group can have a referendum finally, and I think as a candidate, that's a good position for me to be in, and I do anticipate other people to endorse it, but I was there first.